Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, how you doing?
It's Howie Roseman.
Nice to be talking to you.
What are you thinking, man? You think we should trade up and take you right here? That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd love that.
Yeah, you're an Eagle, brother. Just like it's meant to be.
I appreciate it.
Right where you're back home, brother. Proud of you.
I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Jeremiah.
Hello.
How you doing? It's Coach Sirianni.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, congrats, man.
Jeremiah, how old were you when I first met you?
I'm
two,
sure I was two,
pretty young. Three,
yeah.
Four. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Just really huge congrats. Congrats to your dad, and I loved your mother, so.
Thank you.
Congrats. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Emotional moment for sure. It's the afternoon show.
Wow.
WIP with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I wonder, I mean, you, and we'll have Jeremiah and Jeremiah Jr. on in a moment. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you felt emotional when it happened as well.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course I did. Excited for him. Hell, my family was over there with the Trotters Friday night.
I remember you saying that on Friday.
Yeah, and I was at the house. Waiting for him to be drafted, and it didn't happen Friday night. So, you know, Saturday, get up early, play a round of golf, and wanted to make sure I got back and home in time for the draft to start. I knew the Eagles had multiple picks in that fifth round, and I knew they had a fourth round pick. So, certainly wanted to be there to see the picks through at that point. And then once his name was called, like I said, it was sheer jubilation at the house. A lot of yelling and high-fiving and hugging, just happy that he got drafted, but then also to be drafted here. Like I said, that really was just icing on the cake, the fact that the Eagles drafted him.
Joining us now on the WIP Afternoon Show, Trot and Jeremiah Trotter Jr., a new Eagle, an old Eagle. I say that. I say old respectfully. Welcome to the show, fellas.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Trot? How you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. Well, hold on. Step to the side and let the star of the show get in here.
There you go.
Yeah, nephew, how you doing, man? Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So let me start off here. The weekend, how was the draft experience for you? I mentioned right before you came on that, you know, you had family out at the house Friday, and I know we were all hoping that you went earlier than you did, but what was the process like for you, and were you still able to enjoy it when your name was called?
You know, just anxious to see what happens, what team was going to pick me. I probably said it was the most or what I was feeling, but I still enjoyed the process. I know when it comes to the draft, you never know where you're going to go. Sometimes you wish it go smoothly, and you go maybe like when like what you said, I had the party on Friday, ended up then go day two. But, you know, it is what it is. I know God has a plan, and his plan was for me to be picked up by Philly. And, you know, I'm blessed and grateful for the opportunity. I'm ready to get.
Now, to be clear, when we address Trot, we're going to call him Trot, and when we address Jeremiah, we're going to call him Jeremiah, just so there's no confusion.
Trot is dad,
Jeremiah's son. Jeremiah, Spike Eskin here. Did you have any inkling prior to the Eagles selecting you that it might be going that way?
Honestly, no, I didn't.
My bad, I got confused that quick.
How's it like at home? How does he? So Jeremiah,
mom,
you see,
his mom used to call Big Jeremiah and Little Jeremiah.
We could do that too. So Little Jeremiah, you didn't have any inkling that the Eagles were going to select you at that spot. You didn't feel like it might be going that way.
I didn't know they're going to pick me there. I knew, you know, they were definitely interested. You know, I had a great talks with them. I had a visit with them. It went really good. But, I mean, you just never know. So when I got the call from Howie and, you know, it officially was happening, you know, I was super, super excited, super happy, super grateful, and, you know, just ready to get going.
You know, Jeremiah, watching the draft all weekend, sometimes you can forget watching it when they're evaluating players that those are actually people somewhere. You know, they're talking about their strengths and their weaknesses. And
right.
You know, you have to go through that. You have to go through people evaluating you. Maybe you've never met. Maybe you've never seen all those sorts of things. What is it like hearing, I don't know, criticisms of you by those people in the media as you're sitting there waiting?
Yeah, you know, you know, it's something that you got to be used to. As a football player, when you're playing football and you're – in the profession, I mean, that's something that comes along with the job. You know, you're going to get criticized, you're going to get critiqued. And honestly, it's going to be in the media and then also coaches. Coaches are going to be critiquing you and criticizing you, telling you what you need to work on, what you need to get better at. So that's just something that you just got to be, have the right mentality for, to see, you know, the message in it. Sometimes when it comes to coaching, you got to be able to, you know, hear the good and maybe in the message that, you know, you get that's being received. So that's something I just had I have a good mentality for. I know how to take criticism, and I'm always trying to improve my game. So I try to, you know, look at all angles and try to just be a better player by, you know, criticizing myself as well in areas of my game that I need to work on.
Trot, we're looking at this weekend, man, and you had the unique perspective of being in this position yourself 20 plus years ago as a player. What was that like for you this weekend, man, as a dad, being there and knowing the hard work that you and the boys have put in throughout their careers and to see Jeremiah see his dream come true? What was the process like for you from a dad standpoint this draft weekend?
Man, it was a blessing. It was a blessing, and it was frustrating at the same time. Like, you ever been so happy about something but frustrated at the same time? If I can kind of explain it that way, mm-hmm. But you know, when you get that phone call, man, it's a big relief. You're grateful, you're humbled, and just thankful to have an opportunity, because there's a lot of people that was waiting by that phone that didn't get a call.
Yeah.
And we just feel fortunate. We feel fortunate to be in a great organization, man. He's in a great situation with the Eagles right now. Right across the bridge, man. Don't have to move. Don't have to pack. No nothing, you know. And so we just thankful, man. And you know, hopefully he gets it done. The 5-4. Also, I hear it's free. So we'll see what happens, man. I'm just really proud of him, all the work that he's put in. Because, like, you know as well as I know, it doesn't matter where you go. There was a few linebackers taken before me. I had one of the roughest rookie seasons that you can possibly imagine, and I think I turned out pretty good, you know. And even you, Ike, you played what, 10 years,
nine.
10 years?
Yep, nine. Yep.
What round were you?
Fifth round pick.
Fifth round, man. And you niche your legacy, cemented your legacy, and to play 9 years, man. You far surpassed a lot of people that was drafted in the fifth round, man. So it's all about what you do when you step on that football field. You know what I'm saying? And you can't control where people pick you. You can't. That's something you can't control. Mm-hmm. Only thing you can control is hitting somebody in the mouth and making football plays.
I know that's right, man. We're on with former Eagles great legend Jeremiah Trotter and newly Eagles fifth round draft pick Jeremiah Trotter Jr. For either one of you to answer this, I'm perfectly fine with it, but I got to pose the question to both of you. because Tam meant a lot to everybody who knew her, and who were friends with you guys and who were family with you guys. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask just your thoughts on what she may have been feeling Saturday. She may not have been there physically, but you both know she was there spiritually, and she poured a lot into young Jeremiah and him becoming the ball player and the young man that he is. So just your thoughts, man, on your wonderful wife, Tam, who's no longer with us, and Jeremiah, your mom. Just what do you think she felt like seeing your name being called by the Philadelphia Eagles Saturday?
I'll go first, but I'd probably say this. She's definitely very happy. I know she was there in spirit and smiling down on me, my dad, and just, you know, my family in general, just very proud and happy that, you know, I can not just play in the NFL, but play back at home, you know, where my dad was playing at and made his name. And, you know, she probably, as soon as it happened, just put on a 5-4 jersey, Eagles 5-4 jersey. And, you know, just super proud and happy that her son has been accomplishing a dream that, you know, he worked for his whole life. And I thank her for everything that she's poured into me to help me become not just the football player I am today, but the man I am today.
Yeah, man, it was bittersweet day. You know, you want her to be there and enjoy that, to see her son, a lifelong dream realized and all the hard work that he's put in to get to that point. But, you know, it just wasn't meant to be, man. But, you know, we're very, very fortunate to have her as long as we did. She was a great mother, a great wife. And, you know, she poured a lot into it's one thing people tell you, man, she loves her children, man. She was a team mom from the time they started playing football until she breathed her last breath. And, you know, it's been a tough year for the Trotter family. But, you know, seeing my son get drafted, you know, by the Eagles, man, it definitely, you know, one of the bright spots for us this year.
Jeremiah, you obviously, this is home for you, and the Eagles are a great organization. You are coming into a place where your dad is a legend and playing the same position for the same team. Is there any sort of, nervousness or apprehension about trying to live up to him or, you know, being in the shadow of what he did?
For me, I'd probably say no, just because my dad definitely, you know, talked to me and my brother, you know, going down this path and saying that we're our own players, our own men. And there's nothing that we have to feel like we need to live up to. You know, God bless us with abilities that everything that we need to go down this path and accomplish what we need to accomplish. And he basically just would tell me and my brother that he's always going to be proud of us no matter what. So talking to us and, you know, explaining that to us helps anything, you know, if there was any pressure that was felt. But also, I know that, you know, I have all the tools I need to succeed. I just got to put in the work, keep God first, and you know, just put my head down and grind. And if I do that, you know, it would all work out, and I'll be the best player that I can be myself.
All right, Trot, I'm not going to ask Jeremiah to give me a scouting report on himself because I know how humble he is. So he's not going to tell us how great of a player he is. But for you, give us a scouting report on Jeremiah. Hell, you've coached him, you've trained him, you've watched him from the first time he put on a helmet, he picked up a football all the way to this point. Tell us what we're getting in this young man as a linebacker.
Well, first of all, character. Man, listen, man. You're not going to get a better character guy, better locker room guy than him, you know. And I ain't saying that's not other good guy's character, but I'm saying you're not going to find a better one. He's just as good as sports being in the locker room. As a football player, you're getting a player, man. He's been that way his whole life. I've trained him to be all three-down backers. He's a three-down backer. He can blitz, play the run, you know, coverage. So I've coached him not to have any weaknesses in his game, you know. And obviously, there's always errors you get better at. But, you know, sometimes you have a guy where he's a two-down guy or he's just a third-down guy or – we can isolate this guy in that area. I don't think you can go into the game and saying, okay, we can isolate this guy in that area. I don't be that.
Yeah.
Now he's got to go in and learn the system, put the work in, and then just let the rest go. And I know you asked Jeremiah about his legacy and, you know, pressure. Listen, he was built for pressure, man. I've trained him for pressure. He's built for pressure. And I've been telling everybody, he's going to be better than me. And nobody don't believe me. Nobody don't believe me, Ike. But all you got to do is just keep tuning in. Just keep tuning in to the game. Keep watching the games and keep watching him. And you watch what God do. Because I know what God put on the inside of him. I know what the abilities God gave him. And I know what God put on the inside of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is no pressure for anybody. This is just, hey, I know who I raised. I know the work he's put in. And I know the work he's going to continue to put in. So going in, being a professional, this is not an adjustment for him. He's been a professional since he started playing football because I've taught him how to be a professional and what it takes to be great at your craft. He just got to continue to do it.
We're talking to Jeremiah Trotter and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Now, Trot, you might be more comfortable answering this. Now, my dad worked here and still works here, legend at WIP, and I came back to Philadelphia to do his job here. Now, Jeremiah has been celebrated a lot more than my return to Philadelphia. Now, do you think that's because of my dad or because of me?
You asking me?
Yeah.
You, oh man, I tell you what, man, I should listen. Howard my guy, man, he just, you know, he made a great living off of making people not, he made a great living of people not liking him.
Yeah.
And he embraced that. He embraced it. You know, it takes a special person that can embrace all the negativity that comes his way and use that and flip it and make a great career out of it. So kudos to him, man, you know. And, you know, I think you're doing a great job with my boy Ike, man. I can't even say my boy, man. Ike family, man. We came in together.
Yes, sir.
Our kids grew up together. We celebrated holidays together. And he's one of my brothers, man. So, you know, you guys are doing an outstanding job.
And I'll tell you what, nephew, I'm one of the few relatives. You won't have to get me tickets to the game, man. You won't have to worry about me.
I'll get in free.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about me, so I won't be calling you for tickets. One more question for you, Jeremiah, young Jeremiah. Playing back in this area, you obviously went to St. Joe's Prep. You've had teammates that have gone off and have gotten drafted in the NFL as well. Talk a little bit about that legacy, right? Like, you know, I know your dad played here and you're from this area, but also that St. Joe's Prep football program has a great legacy as well that you're a huge part of. And so just talk about, I guess, the significance of that and coming back, and I guess you can still be around some of your old your high school coaches or what have you.
St. Joe's is a lot of very talented players that come from St. Joe's. Most, you know, with, you know, me and Marv that came out this year, we got Kyle McCord. He's going to be a star. And then, you know, from the past, you know, DeAndre, Alameda, Zacchaeus, you know, a lot of great talent from, you know, that PA area. And they at St. Joe's, they really do a good job of developing you as a man, I say, too. How to carry yourself, you know, on the football field. You know, we have great coaches that are going to help you become better football players, but off the field when it comes to academics and teaching you how to be disciplined off the field and how you carry yourself is really what makes the players that come out of St. Joe's really be better men as well. So, you know, there's a lot of – St. Joe's does a really good job of doing that and just developing young men, you know, that will help them, you know, have traits that are going to carry them very far in their careers and just in life in general.
Jeremiah, people keep saying, you know, thank you guys both for joining us today.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'd say is people keep saying what a great story it is for you to get drafted, but this is only the beginning of the story, right? And what a great story it'll be to have you here. And I think, you know, I've been around here for a lot of Eagles draft picks, but I don't think I've seen everyone as excited as they were when you became a Philadelphia Eagle this weekend. So we wish you the best of luck, and you'll have all of us in your corner. I think all of Philadelphia in your corner. So good luck, but I don't think you'll need it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I'll just say, I'll say this before the guys, before we let the fellas go. I know a lot gets talked about with his dad because his dad is who he is, and I don't think he is necessarily overwhelmed by that. He's been sort of dealing with that his entire life, as his name is Jeremiah Trotter Jr. But this young man is going to build his own legacy. His dad has his own legacy that's already established. This young man, I think, was drafted on his own merit and is going to begin to build his own legacy as a football player. So I just want to make sure people kind of understand that this isn't some sort of ride the waves or the coattails of your dad. This is a very good football player that we've drafted, and we just so happen to also love his dad who played here as well. So I think that's just an icing on the cake to a great story, man. So thank you guys for joining us today. We certainly appreciate it. Nephew, good luck, Trot. Hey, man, when you going to let me get out there and take some money from you, man, on the golf course?
Hey, you get you some new clubs, Ike.
I don't got those clubs for playing against sports no more, man. I gave those up, man.
You had some King Cobras, Ike.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, we'll get out. Right? We got to get out one Wednesday or something like that, bro.
Okay, and listen, I know Junior can hit him too. He can play golf too, so he can hit the golf ball too. So I know that.
Yeah, he can hit it, man. He can hit it.
All right, fellas, good luck, man. Take it easy. Thank you once again.
Take it easy.
Okay. Right,
thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Man, we set up the whole call and said, you're this and you're that. And they
typical Trot fashion.
If it works out, which I think we all hope it does, what an amazing moment and story.
I got to tell you, Spike, I honestly would be surprised if it doesn't work out. From this standpoint, again, his dad's a four-time Pro Bowler.
Right.
And all pro, so I'm not.
You don't have to be that.
Yes, exactly. Right. I'm not even expecting that. But would it surprise me if he's able to solidify himself here as a linebacker? It would not surprise me because I think the intangibles are certainly there. And at that position, intellectual and intelligence carries you a long way in this game, man. London Fletcher. I can give you so many
others.
Well, I'm talking about guys that actually started at middle linebacker and that. Like London Fletcher was, I believe, a seventh round draft pick, played 14 years. He was a seventh round draft pick out of John Carroll.
And if we're being honest, not a lot of competition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's the best part. It really is. That is the best part. And you think about it, he came to a great situation where he has a true opportunity, not just make the team, but possibly crack the line.
Well, and plus, if N'Kobe Dean can be what we thought we drafted, I mean, him and N'Kobe.
That's a future right
there.
That's
the future of a linebacker.
Yeah. And what's our new guy name?
Devin White.
No.
Zach Braun. Bond.
No, man. Jalix, yes.
Hunt. Yeah.
Well.
Come on.
Maybe in a few.
You didn't want to ask Trot about the fight song?
Hit him high! Hit him low!
I don't think I've ever heard that. Is that from the pregame show?
That was the pregame.
That should be off air. You know what I mean? Having to sing the fight song should be off air.
No, that's one of Jack's little moments he loves on game day.
Oh, it's my favorite.
He wants to see which legend screws up.
Yeah, because you haven't heard my end of the week rundown.
No.
It's where everyone screws up the fight song leading to the Eagles game. Yeah.
Trent Cole is number one, right?
Trent Cole is number one. No one will top Trent Cole. He started the Eagles fight song with the G.
G-E-A.
That is not how it goes.
Not even close.
Yeah. Coming up next, Jack, I think you could say someone let the Phillies get hot.
What idiot did that?
So Phillies sweep the Padres in San Diego, and coming up next is the Jackie Baseball Report. We take a look at what happened and what will happen. I'll tell you what's happening right now. It's 80-some friggin' degrees out here. I noticed it last night when I went to bed. I noticed the driving here, and the heat outside means one thing. That's right. It means your air conditioning. It means you got to keep that cool air in or your electric bills are going to go up. And if you don't have good windows in your house, you're in trouble. You got those old drafty windows. I know you've been thinking about replacing them, but you don't feel like it. You don't feel like spending all the money, and it's a hassle, right? No one you can count on. Go Gaida. You can count on them for both those things. You can count on them for a better price, and you can count on them for no hassle. And it's not just windows. Entry doors, front door, go Gaida. Patio door, go Gaida. Garage door, your garage door has been broken for 3 years and you haven't felt like doing anything about it, go Gaida. I mentioned, cheaper. They're going to give you 20% off all windows and doors, and they will let you start the project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay it off interest-free. 20% off, no money down, and the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Restrictions apply. Offers good for a limited time. What are you waiting for? It's time you finally go Gaida. Call today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Speaking of Fritz, the Jackie Baseball Report in a moment as the Phillies sweep the Padres. The Marks Jewelers Twitter poll of the day. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th. Shop the home team at Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel for mom or online, marks-jewelers.com. The question today, which is more true, the Sixers have failed Joel Embiid or Joel Embiid has failed the Sixers? I think we're swaying people. It's up to 71% of people saying the Sixers failed Embiid. That is a stunning result, I think.
Yeah.
I would have guessed the other way.
If I initially thought that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But it makes sense. Makes sense. I mean, at least this, like I said, he's giving you everything he has, man. Like,
especially this playoffs. Yeah. More than any other playoffs, I think. Aaron in West Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on? Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Okay, first of all, I hope young Trot make it, man. He got a good head on his shoulders.
It sounds like he does, man. It sounds like he does. And that's important, you know, like especially if you're not a – you know, top 10 pick or something with everybody willing to give you the benefit of the doubt all the time and chance after chance after chance, having a good head on your shoulders will, I think, will benefit him for sure.
Okay, Spike, that's all we're going to agree on is that.
Uh-oh. Okay? Uh-oh.
All we're going to agree on that.
Okay.
Okay, there's something about me. I'm a frustrated Philadelphia fan. I've been a Philadelphia fan for a long time in all sports. The Sixers are some sellouts. The Sixers are sellouts since 1983. And then 84, they was a sellout the next year. So you got on the radio last week. Say you believe in the Sixers. Say you believe. Listen, bro, I don't believe in them. You know why? Because they're a bunch of choke artists. Bad management, bad people running the organization for years. Why do you think so highly of the Sixers, Mike? Why do you think so highly?
You're mixing up what I said. You know, okay. Like I don't think I generally think high of the Sixers. What I said last week was I believe that Embiid was playing differently than he ever had before, and I believe that he had the ability to lead them in a way that he hadn't before. Hasn't worked out. I was wrong. The series is not over. They're down 3-1, and as I said today, I do not think the players surrounding him, and I do not think the infrastructure of the team, given the coach and general manager, have done what they need to do to put a situation around him that takes advantage of him, takes advantage of what he's good at. Now, the injury stuff is a completely separate issue. Him not being here for 40 games in the middle of the season absolutely hurt their ability to gel. You know, they traded for, if Buddy Hield was ever going to work out, not playing with Embiid for his first 25 games with the Sixers wasn't going to help. He's played 9 games with Kyle Lowry, who's a starting point guard, or 10 games, whatever it is. So, you know, him being hurt screwed things up a little bit. But you're right. I said that last week, and as of right now, it looks like I was wrong, but I do not think I was wrong because Joel Embiid didn't come through.
I don't think Embiid is the problem. I think the people around him are the problem.
We're on the same page.
Okay.
We're on the same page, man. We're on the same page.
Okay. Then why didn't Maxie, think that Lowry is going to miss the free throw? Because if he would have jumped in front of Brunson, he would have got the ball.
Yep.
And,
right?
Yep.
So we got a bunch of people.
When Oubre didn't move either.
Go ahead, Ike. Talk for me. Talk.
I was just saying Oubre didn't move either on that rebound that Maxie could have gotten. I mean, Oubre was standing on the other
right.
side.
So it's a lot of nonsense when it comes down to the Sixers all the time. And I used to say this with Jack with the Phillies. It's a lot of nonsense. They couldn't catch the ball. They couldn't throw it to the right person. You know, I'm not an apologist for none of these teams. I'm not an apologist for none. I love them.
Well, you're making up. You're making up stuff about the Phillies, Big A. You're making up stuff.
Okay, little Aaron, can you hear me?
Yep.
Little Aaron is my son. Y'all know Aaron?
Yes.
But if he's wrong, I'm gonna tell him he's wrong. I'm not gonna pacify him and say you're not wrong. You did something wrong, and I hope he'll say the same thing to me as being his father. This is what y'all do. You, Jack, you, Ike, y'all apologize for y'all favorite teams. I love Ike because he don't apologize for stuff the Eagles do bad.
That's right.
Well, hold on. What are you talking about? Did you hear the end of the season?
This is outrageous.
What? Say what I said was outrageous. Tell me what I said was
outrageous. I just said that what you said was outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous.
I hold the Eagles accountable.
Sure do.
You always protect the Phillies.
Because I'm right. Because I'm right. Like, what do you want me to do? I told everyone to calm down. They've won 18 games in April.
Calm down. So, no, we don't have to calm down. We're fans.
Well, he didn't tell everybody to calm down. Well, he did. I guess he did, yeah.
I'm just trying to educate and move along.
You're not educating nobody. You ain't educating nobody. You ain't
educating nobody. Jack don't know
about the Sixers. We know what they are. We're trying to tell you what they are, and y'all don't want to hear us when we say what they are.
But you're not listening to the radio show.
But I'm not saying
we've said the same thing that you said.
No, I'm not saying the Phillies are choke artists. At least they get up there and try to do something.
No.
The Sixers ain't get out the second round since 2001.
I know. What do you want? We said the same thing that you said. Look, I can absorb. Thank you for the call, Big A. I can absorb your anger and your frustration. Just be aware that everything that you said was the same thing I said to open the show.
Right. Well, maybe you didn't hear to open the
show. Yeah, that's which is fair. You can listen on the Odyssey app. You just go rewind, go to 2 o'clock or the podcast. Let's do the Jackie Baseball Report, the Sixer stuff.
The Phils are hot, Phils are hot, Phils are hot.
Oh, here he is.
Yeah.
Apologist.
Yeah, once again, just apologizing for the baseball team. Well, what do you mean to do? They have 18 wins in August. They've tied a team record.
April,
whatever. jumping ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Get ready for the second half. So Alec Bohm just was named NL Player of the Week. Like, he had 17 hits on that road trip. 17. He batted
bro.
Over 550.
Can I ask you this, Jack?
Yes.
So he's got four home runs, right?
Mm-hmm.
To keep OPS high enough, how many home runs do you think Bohm has to hit? Because he's not going to hit 350.
To have, I think, 1,000 OPS?
Well, just to feel comfortable that he is productive. He's going to have to hit some home runs because he's not going to hit 400 the rest of the year. 25?
20 home runs is enough.
Well, but it has to come with a lot of doubles then.
Yeah.
It's going to come with a lot of doubles.
Yes, he looks ridiculous.
Listen,
right now.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, man.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. I'm just saying.
Don't be
appreciative of what we have.
I'm trying to be. You got Spikey downplaying
I'm
there.
I'm not downplaying it. I'm just asking. You're the expert. I'm asking how many home runs
he's on his way to the All-Star game.
He might be. I mean, right now he's I know you guys love war. He is third in the NL in war.
How's that calculated?
Don't know.
All right,
but
get it out of here.
It usually ends up with the best players doing that. So he's been batting .400, which I think is good. Like people worry so much about Schwarber, right?
Mm-hmm.
They needed a real four-hole hitter to step up because the lineup felt a little bit short when he was struggling, when Stott was struggling, with Castellanos, JT. Him developing into a real four-hole hitter would make this offense that much better. You look up. You know, Howard and Thompson got into that little thing about slug.
Yeah.
They had the most home runs in the NL.
I mean, Topper said this team is going to slug, and they're slugging.
Sometimes you just got to trust them.
He's got to trust them. And here's the thing I'll say about Alec Bohm. He hits the ball with such frequency. Quite frankly, what you want in the four-hole guy, as I start to think about new age baseball.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't necessarily need the 40 home run guy.
Boring.
In the four hole. I need a run producer, a contact hitter in the four hole. You're going to drive in Harper. You're going to drive in Turner. Schwarber, who's been a singles guy this year, but he is hitting home runs. I'm just saying that's why Bohm is leading us in RBIs, because he hits with runners in scoring position.
And the thing he's changed is that Alec Bohm has always been a guy that doesn't strike out very much because he feels like he can put the bat on the baseball no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
What's changed this year is he's being more selectively aggressive inside the strike zone and going for pitches he feels like he can launch rather than getting through. So Alec Bohm, NL Player of the Week. Taiwan Walker made his season debut yesterday. Who's excited?
Dude, he stinks.
Man, he was good for a while.
He was not.
He was cooking. He struck out four straight.
Yeah, he was good, man.
He was getting hit He had, three runs in the first six innings.
Yes.
He had some double play balls that almost killed one of the defenders that got hit so hard.
Trey Turner.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then there was one at first base, I think, too, that I think Harper caught one. Turnbull's starting this week.
He's
right?
Starting tomorrow night, yeah.
Turnbull's going to start. He's going to throw six innings. There's going to be one or two runs. And if Taiwan Walker got shelled yesterday. I don't care what the numbers say.
Well, he got some unlucky,
if you take
though.
Him out after six, he's okay.
Well, yeah. I think secretly Rob Thompson wanted him to give up a
wanted
bunch
him
of
to
runs.
Tank.
Yeah, that's why I left him in for the seventh.
He was only
that makes sense.
He was only at 73 pitches. Like, he had thrown 110 in the minors, so it's like,
yeah,
he was ramped up.
But here's my thing. Hold on, Topper.
Yeah.
What are we trying to do? We want to build up the guys. See, this is why what Spike's saying has a little bit of credence. if you want the guy to leave feeling positive about himself and with something to build off of for his next start, you don't send him out there for a third trip through the road, through that lineup.
Is he a man or not? I mean, is it 73 pitches?
See, is he? You wanted him to get shelved too.
Of course, I want him to get shelved. Yeah, like what are you talking about? I don't want him in the rotation.
I'm not sitting here saying I want Taijuan Walker in the rotation, but what I am saying is we can't sabotage the guy by
How
leaving
is it
him out
because you left him out there too pitches. Long,
man.
Oh come on,
dude! I was watching. I didn't watch the game till this morning because I was we had
at the
Sixers
movies.
Game.
Yeah.
Sixers game podcast movies.
Civil War. Yeah.
Yes, but I was watching it this morning. I was texting Jack. I was like, Walker's getting hit all over the place.
No,
here.
I know. But I will say, he did get a little bit unlucky in the inning. He allowed three because he struck the guy out and they missed the call. Mm-hmm. So then the home run happened. And in that seventh inning, Harper should have got to that ball and it might have been a double play and then allowed a home run right after. So a little bit of unlucky.
Not
bit
a good
unlucky.
Day for Harp yesterday.
No, and some jogging.
Yeah.
There was some jogging. And then final
and
thing.
He caused me to miss a parlay.
You sure did. That's the most important thing.
But yep. Now we get back to the.
The real
issue here.
And last thing.
Can't wait till you bet on Trot Jr. Start texting him.
Yeah.
I would not do
you
that.
You can't do that.
I would not do that.
We can't have this turning into a Jonte Porter situation. and then tonight, Christopher Sanchez on the mound. Mike Trout. We get to watch Trout for the next 3 days.
Yes.
That's exciting.
I don't usually get to watch Trout as often.
Well, nobody does because he's on a meaningless team that
yes,
nobody cares
exactly.
about.
He's playing for the Angels.
Didn't even know he was still in baseball.
What? His best player. He's just reestablished himself.
Yeah, I know.
As the
he's
best
hit a bunch of home
baseball.
Runs this year. Yeah. Well, he will.
But don't let that bore you.
Well, it is boring when you choose to be a loser and choose to play for the California Angels or whatever, Los Angeles Angels, whatever mm-hmm. they're called. He opted for this.
He opted to stay there too.
Yes.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Yes.
No, this is on him.
You know.
So will we get any ask out Trout chants tonight? You think we'll get any of that?
Well,
any Phillies fans making the trip?
Maybe we should send Knick fans to Anaheim. Just start deputizing those guys. They seem like they'll travel well. I don't feel like making the trip to Anaheim.
Right.
I'd rather just stay in L.A., go to Dodger Stadium. Let's just send Knick fans there. What do you think, Jack? Get a bunch of Knick fans?
Go say, ask out Trout?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Give those people something to do after they
I'll
lose
the
next round.
Angels, Giants, Blue Jays. It's a winnable series there.
Yeah, especially just coming off of what we have, Colorado, White Sox, mm-hmm. but then Cincinnati and San Diego. Like, you know, I was a little worried about the San Diego series. Honestly,
yeah.
Sweeping San Diego wasn't something I expected. So,
well, it's like they did the whole we want to start fast thing, and then they have. Like, they haven't played down a competition. We've seen them play down a competition
oh, yeah.
a lot. So,
now, this is much more fun.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting the June through September yes. Phillies in April. This doesn't yes. usually happen.
Well, honestly, yeah. if the Sixers, you know, crap out and are done, it's nice to have a Phillies team that is already good to
sure.
talk about.
Yeah. yeah.
So it's very good Jackie Baseball Report. If you want more Jack Fritz in 15 minutes, it's the top five at 5. I have no
inkling.
And
then the text line at 5:40.
Oh, geez, Louise. The whole second half of the show.
I know. That's when we take over.
Yeah. We, you and all the other Fritzes?
Well, my stance.
Him and his nonsense, yeah. yes.
215-592-9494. What did you think of the Eagles draft, and is it an Embiid problem, or is it an everything else on the Sixers problem? Justin Horsham, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? It's great to be speaking with you.
You
What's
as well,
up, Justin?
I've sat and I listened to that interview with Trot Sr. and Trot Jr., and I started having chills run up through my body and just taking me back to that 2004-05 Eagles lifetime ago, going to the Super Bowl as the 5 NFC championship games. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of hit me, like, we've been through so much transition this year with losing Fletcher Cox, Kelsey, and the direction of the team, not knowing really like who's going to be a potential leader of this squad, whether Hurts is going to step up and take the reins like he should. And it just kind of hit me, like, we lost Kelsey, but today and through the weekend, we just gained Trot back in that lineup, on that roster. And to be able to have not just Trot Jr., but now his dad back into the fold, to me, I mean, as an Eagles fan, that's just like the epitome of Philadelphia, of being a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and just being able to have that back. It just, I don't know, that just resonated with me, like, very deeply. And just kind of moving to know that, you know, his son's going to be putting on that 54 number and potentially patrolling the middle of the field just like Trot did back in that time frame.
Yeah, Justin, I think a lot of Eagles fans felt that. It was, you know, I didn't even see it live or initially, the Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman reaction or the phone call to Trotter. So I actually wound up seeing it yesterday at some point on my timeline. And I didn't realize Jeffrey Lurie had gotten emotional when talking to Jeremiah. And this is me, the former player. This is what makes me so proud about being a Philadelphia Eagle. It's moments like that. Because Jeffrey Lurie has worked hard to make this a family atmosphere with this organization, to where former players come back, they feel appreciated, they're always welcomed, and they've done a great job of that. And to see him react that way over one of his former players' sons being drafted here like that, man, as players, we sometimes feel like we're just another number. Like you almost sometimes don't feel like you're more than any – you're worth more than any of that.
I think that's the thing that got me. I was sitting with my son. Trotter Jr. was the one player outside of the first couple of picks that they had in the draft that I was dying for them to take. Yep. That was the one player.
Yep.
And simply because of the connection back to that time frame in Philadelphia sports history with the Eagles, I sat with my son as they picked him, and I just grabbed him and I hugged him. I'm like, you're going to be able to see what hopefully you'll be able to see what I saw when I was younger. You're going to be able to experience that same thing with Philadelphia Eagles football, and Eagles Nation should be proud of that. And that just gave me a sense of, like you just said, it was family. Like, the family came back home to a degree. And I'm sure if Dalk had a kid that was playing, you had a kid that was playing, it would have been that same emotional connection. And to see Lurie tell him, you know, I loved your mother, and almost break down over the phone, and that hit social media, like, that got me.
Yep.
That totally got me.
It also makes me feel old. Thank you for the call, Justin. So honestly, it is crazy that the players,
our kids, John Daniel, John Runyon Jr., I call him John now because that's his middle name, JD. Him getting drafted a couple years ago by the Packers.
You know what it is? It just doesn't seem like that your era of the Eagles was that long
ago.
Yeah. And then you start thinking 2004, oh my God, it was 20 years ago. You know, I was 27.
Yeah,
it was a long time ago, but it doesn't feel that long ago.
We're at that stage now, Spike, where 20 years is like that. We can start speaking in 20, 25-year terms now, 30-year terms now. And that used to seem like a lifetime.
And it I know this sounds like a small part of it. I think on some level, the fact that the colors are the same and the logo is the same is what makes it feel like it's not that long ago. Because when you think about the era before you,
right,
different jerseys, all that kind of stuff, it just, this all feels like, from you all the way up until now, on some level, one era of Eagles football. So
it's
Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Now they have a new earmark this year.
Earmark.
Yeah, so it's going to change everything.
Oh, wait, what do they have?
So they used to have the old Eagles thing like under the thing. It's new this year.
Yeah,
so that's going to change
everything. Is it wordmark?
Wordmark, whatever.
Is it wordmark or earmark?
I think it's wordmark.
It's word. You said earmark?
I don't know what that means. That means like put a stop in a book?
Yes.
You earmark it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're on fire today.
I've talked like five times, and I made myself look like an idiot, three of them. Yeah.
Well, see, that's why you're gold.
Yeah, right on time. Yeah. In and out.
Yeah. Every little proverb you've shared has been wrong. That's the way the cookie rolls, right?
Is what it is.
So good.
Jack don't know.
Why don't we take this before? 215-592-9494. Jack in Cinnaminson thinks I'm an Alec Bohm hater.
That's Ken.
Ken.
But
sorry.
Yeah, Jack is in the studio. Ken's in Cinnaminson.
Yep. I wish you were both in Cinnaminson, to be honest with you.
Everybody wants to be in Cinnaminson, Spike. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, first of all, on the Eagles, real fast, before I get to my point about Alec Bohm, that was a great conversation that you guys had there with Trot and Trot Jr. That was really great to hear. Obviously, at the risk of being redundant, I am rooting so hard for that kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it didn't really matter to me, frankly, if they drafted him. But now he's here, I'm rooting so hard for him. So I hope he does really well, not just for the Eagles, but for himself. So now, I love me some Jackie baseball, okay, because – He's one of the few guys on this radio station that really understands the game of baseball.
Oh, God.
Correct.
So it doesn't matter how many home runs Alec Bohm hits in the cleanoff spot, and I'll tell you why. Because when you've got high on base guys in front of him, Schwarber's high on base guy, even though he's a 200 hitter. Trey Turner is smoking the ball this year. Bryce Harper gets walked a lot. The guy that should be in the cleanup hole is the guy that is the best bat-to-ball guy in the lineup, and that's Alec Bohm.
Ken,
so Alec Bohm's never going to be a 35 home run a year guy.
I didn't say 35. I didn't say 35.
20,
I'm not a hater. 20. I'm not a hater. Here's the thing. Would you say that OPS is one of the general best indicators of productivity of a hitter in Major League Baseball?
I don't get as wrapped up in the advanced metrics as
it's
as
it's like one of the most basic ones there are. Neither do I. It's on base plus slugging. So the on base percentage plus the slugging percentage. The slugging percentage is how many bases he actually gets, and that number is going to be lower if he doesn't get enough extra base hits. So all I'm saying, I like Alec Bohm, but from the beginning he has to be. If he's not going to be an excellent defensive third baseman, which he's not, he's fine.
Above average.
Yeah, he's got a hit. And up until this year and this run, he has been a good hitter, but not quite what you would want at a third base. So my question is, he's obviously not going to hit 350 for the rest of the year. So how many home runs does he need to hit so he is productive enough? That's it. That's the only question I had. I don't hate him. It's just a question about baseball. And you are going to call and say that Jack is the only person who knows about baseball on the show. You don't even know what OPS is.
One of the few, and I do know what OPS is. for you to dismiss that he like to just say, well, he's not going to hit 350.
He's not.
Why not?
He's not. I'll bet you $1,000 he doesn't hit 350.
We'll do that off air. Because I actually have $1,000.
Yeah, all right. I don't want to bet $1,000 either. I appreciate the
just
call.
The first
Ken.
Round number to
yeah,
game.
I appreciate the call. He's not going to hit 350.
335.
He's not going to hit 335 either.
I'll take 315 or 310.
I would love 310. Yeah. It'd be great. I'm just asking questions.
No, I think it's fair.
Yeah. Okay. The top 5 at 5 is next on the afternoon show on WIP with Ike's.
I like the way you broke down.
Sounds so defeated.
Well, it's
OPS.
Just like OPS.
Yeah, OPS.
Yeah, come on.
Believe me, I'm one of the other few who knows what it means.
Yeah,
I was a surprise you knew.
This frigging guy, you know, Ken.
Yeah, hey, Jack's the only one who knows baseball.
Yeah,
here.
Get him out of here.
Well, this is how it caused problems the last time.
It is true.
And
it is true.
You know what? I'm going to stop right now. All right. 5 at 5 is next.
Hey, for years you've heard Dr. Glenn on WIP talking about his amazing services. Sprite, what am I?
You are bald and beautiful. I see the shine coming off your head with the sunlight right there.
Yeah, now you see me. That's my little cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
It needs to be, yeah, it's not, needs to be touched up a little bit there.
Yep.
Anyway, but not everybody can be as lucky as I am.
Nope.
Dr. Glenn and the Glenn Group, they know a lot of people that think that hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure. But it's not the case. The Glad Group, they have restoration treatments to strengthen before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant, and their newest option is completely non-invasive. No needles, no pain, and no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for Trans-Epidermal Delivery. It's where growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles, and both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glatt Group a call, always at the forefront of technology. Call them today, 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com. That's 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com and tell them Ikery sent you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.